I'm Olivia Dyson.
I'm Jeremy Alvarado.
I'm Ashlyn Conradson.
And this is our This American Life. Throughout this podcast, we're going to get into some deep stuff. We're going to realize some things, figure out some things. As you probably already heard, or maybe not, this is about body image in high school. It's kind of a close topic to a lot of people in this day and age, especially. And we just thought it would be kind of important. So thank you. So this is an interview with Miss Remery, our choir teacher at Windsor High School. And I was just discussing with her about her experiences with body image in high school.
As you get older, you learn more about it's not really what's on the outside. It's more about what's on the inside that matters to people. Mm-hmm. And you just find people who you don't really talk about it anymore. If you feel beautiful and if you are beautiful on your inside, that will shine through on your outside. And I see it so much in people. They can be really beautiful on the outside and have a really ugly inside, and you can see that through. Even though their aesthetic is beautiful, you can see the like ugliness of their emotions or their character through that beauty outside.
And so I went on to ask Ms. Remery some questions, and the response you heard right now, she basically took a stance of that beauty is only as deep as you'd want it to be, really. I mean, if you believe that beauty is as skin deep, then you believe it's that way. But if you believe it's deeper in your heart, then that's what you believe.
So then the three of us decided to sit down with two students here at Windsor High School, Monica and Cassidy, and we asked them kind of what their experience with body image is and how that's, you know, been affecting them through the teenage years and how that's kind of changed over time.
There was much, and then throughout middle school I started realizing like what people like to see and what people like wanted out of women in general and stuff. So I mean, honestly, I've started like going to the gym more because like kind of flat and you know, I just like know that that's not gonna be me naturally, so I just want to work myself. Like, it's not like bad or anything, I just want to be able to be comfortable with myself.
Okay. Do you often compare yourself to others, and in what ways do you do so?
I mean, I try not to. I'm like okay with more than other people, and I just try to embrace that because like it's different now, and when I grow up, I know like I won't be more judged on that, and I know my body will always be changing, which is fine.
Another girl, and I think, well, maybe it would look better if I wasn't as big. And sometimes I see other people, like I follow a lot of bodybuilders on Instagram and stuff, and I see those women out there lifting and getting bigger, and I feel like, hey, that's awesome. I want to be stronger, so I'm kind of like stuck in between two different places.
So then I got to talking with the psychiatrist at our school, Miss Devlin. She wanted me to give her a shout out. So if you ever want to talk to someone really cool, talk to Miss Devlin. She's down by the library. You'll see her office, or just talk to a counselor about talking to her. She's pretty neat. Yeah. So how does body image affect like our mental health?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I kind of spoke to that a little bit too, huh? Mm-hmm. Mental health becomes unhealthy when comparisons are made. So like I just said, not loving yourself where you're at, struggles and all. And whether that's physical, whether that's something inside that aches, rather than seeing that as that's a part of who I am and here are some ways that, you know, I want to become better, like that's a healthy self-perception. That's a healthy sense of awareness versus I want to and need to look like that person or be a certain way. I need to be at this level of perfection before I can be loved and before I can love myself. So it's unrealistic self-perceptions and unrealistic expectations of oneself are, that's where the mental unhealthiness comes in. Mm-hmm. Our whole culture needs a redefinition of what love is and where it comes from and what it really means and how you successfully get that from other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real.
How's that for deep?
Yeah, it's like...
Am I hitting you in the heart?
Yeah, it's like, okay. In that interview, I kind of learned that it's really important to realize that the comparison between other people and the wanting to look a certain way and wanting to be a certain way is probably not the most mentally healthy. I mean, we just heard Monica and Cassidy to kind of low-key tell us about, you know, how we all really compare ourselves to everyone, and it's not good, but it's who we are, it's our human nature, and what else can you do, you know? Okay, so now I'm making the intro for Olivia. So this is an interview with Miss Pennington for the biological standing on our bodies and why they are the way they are, and basically we're looking for the answer that we all kind of know, which is you can't really change it, especially if you're talking about genes and genetic information. So yeah, here it is.
I'm Olivia and I'm here interviewing Miss Pennington. So how much of your body appearance is in your control, genetically speaking?
Body appearance. Well, so obviously your genes code for specific traits. So for the most part, how tall you are, the structure of your nose, the color of your hair and eyes. But there are some things that are environmental factors that would play a piece in that as well. So I would say a lot of it is genetics, but environment certainly plays a part.
Do certain people genetically carry more weight than others?
Yes. I'm going to tell you how I know this. So I've had my DNA sequenced through 23andMe. And one of the things they look at when they give you your report back is how likely you are to gain weight. And so in our family, it's a little heavier than typical. So that's how I know there's definitely a genetic component to weight.
And are there any genetic factors that would mentally affect how some people see themselves?
Well, I think so. I mean, I guess I would classify that in an area of perhaps like depression. I think a lot of people are depressed over things that they perceive are wrong with them. And as we know, depression is usually linked to the amount of a certain neurotransmitter that you pass, and that is controlled by your genetics. So yes, I think it actually probably all goes back to your genes.
Okay, thank you. How's that?
Hi, we're back. So, after those long and heavy interviews that you've just heard,
moral of the story is it really doesn't matter what you look like as long as you are confident with yourself.
Yeah, as long as you accept yourself, then like others will accept you too.
And in the end, we always have Facetune. Thank you. So this is like a great shout out. I mean, we were told to do some credits. So here are the credits. You'd like to thank Mrs. Devlin for being such an icon. Miss Remory for being really responsible with us. I don't know. These are the credits. Yay! Thank you, Miss Hiebenthal, for being amazing. You're such a good teacher that this year. You really inspired me. And that's a whole different speech for a different day. Thank you to Monica and Cassidy for being so honest and so willing. Like, that was really cool of you guys. And if there's any like bibliography credit we have to do, we don't know how to do that. So here it is. Thank you so much. Bye.